our prayers. Friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6. The book of Hebrews chapter 6. Lord willing, today for just the next few moments, we want to be able to primarily focus upon verse number 19 of the book of Hebrews chapter number 6. Our message today is entitled, Laying Hold Upon Hope. Laying hold upon hope. If you've turned with us to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 6, we'll begin reading here in verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this passage upon our heart, we began to focus upon what Jesus Christ did for all of us. Well, you see, dear friends, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ did what we could not do. He went where we could not venture. He did what He did because that He loved us. And that He cared for us, and to give us a blessed assurance as we stroll down life's way. When I begin to look here at Hebrews 6 and begin to focus upon chapter 6 and verse 19, I began to think about the importance of being connected. You see, dear friends, I can tell you today, as a sinner saved by grace, the anchor still holds. I'm thankful, dear friends, that I'm connected to the lifeline. I today are blessed in a tremendous way. And our prayers today that you're blessed and that you feel blessed and that the joy and the peace of God is in your heart. So much so that it moves you and that it stirs you and compels you to be the very best, praise God, you can be. Dear friends, are you connected today? Are you laying hold of hope? Are you laying hold of what Christ so graciously provided for each and every one of us? I pray today that you are. I pray today that there is nothing that has severed your tie with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray today that the connection is sturdy and that it is sure through your faith. I pray today. Day, if you have a hindrance, if you have an oppression, if you have something that's preventing you from being all that you can be for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask you to come and set things well. You see, dear friends, when we begin to look here at this word that the Lord had laid upon our heart, we thought about how there's so many today has let go of the hope, how they've turned loose of the connection that Christ so wonderfully provided, how that many today have fallen by the wayside because of the sin that's infiltrated their lives. I thought about that a great deal because you see, dear friends, so many in our day and time is withering and they're wasting away. I tell you today, lay hold of hope. The anchor still holds, and the joy and the love of God is yours. Praise God today. The love of God is ours today. It's here for the taking. I thought about that so much these past few days. No doubt many of you have went to a florist and you've bought a bouquet of flowers. Beautiful they are. You look at those flowers and you say they're alive. Those are alive flowers. That bouquet is radiant. It's beautiful. They're alive. But you watch them in a few days, and you know what will happen. They'll begin to turn. They'll begin to wilt. They'll begin to fall apart and disintegrate. You say, why is that? It's simply because they're not connected to the source of the lifeline. And so many today in the world that's around us has severed their tie with the one that brings life. That brings joy, that brings peace to who they are. Oh, dear friends, I can tell you that Jesus Christ came in the order of Melchizedek, and he did what needed to be done for a lost dying in the world. The divine provider brought hope, brought joy, brought peace, and made it available to all who looked to him with eyes of faith. I thought about these words that are found in chapter 6 in verse 19, a word, it's not a maybe so, it's a sure thing. When I take hold of that lifeline, when I take hold of Jesus Christ, I know I'm cared for, I know I'm loved, I know I have peace, and I know, praise God, what I need, he'll provide. Oh, so many today that have fallen by the wayside, they feel as though they are wasting away and they're lingering, oh, so pitifully in the world that's around us. You say, but then, what's the cure? The cure then and the cure today is Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, dear friends, when it spoke about that anchor that went behind a veil, that anchor was not adjacent to the bottom of the sea. I praise his glorious name for the fact of this. That anchor is in glory. And there's a lifeline that we have a hold on. And that lifeline keeps us steady. It keeps us safe. And it keeps us secure. Praise be to God till he takes us home. I have joy. I have joy in my heart. You say, Brother Lynn, why do you have joy? How do you have joy? I have joy because I'm connected. Oh, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is connected to every blood-bought believer. He has a hold of us. The problem with so many today is that we don't have a hold of him. We say it day in and day out, and we wallow in self-pity. We wallow and we mumber and we complain and we bellyache and we grumble and we fall and we fail and we come short and we wonder why all these things befall us and why all the hardships and the trials and the tribulations seem to rest within our being. I tell you today, love will lift you, love will stir you, and love will make you to have joy and peace in your heart. Love will. It was never that that God had let go of me. I let go of God. It wasn't that that lifeline was not before me. It was just that I had let go. I had severed my tie with the Lord when I was backslidden upon him. But praise be to God. I thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by taking the test, making a way and providing to me a hope and a peace that I could take hold of. Oh, dear friends, the Lord went on your behalf. He went on my behalf so that I today can have peace in my heart. How many of us today have peace in our heart? And those who say, I don't, I ask you today, why? Why? You say, Brother Lynn, I severed that tie with the Lord and I just can't fix it. I've severed that tie. It seems impossible to mend. Oh, dear friend, no, you can't do it. But praise be to God, He can do it. That's why the Bible says in Mark 10, in verse 27, Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but with not with God, for with God all things are possible. When you think you can't, praise be to God, through Him you can. You can take hold. You can be steadfast. You can be immovable. Listen, dear friends, we serve a great and mighty God. We serve a wonderful God, a great God, a glorious God, a God who's willing to strengthen us, to help us, to enable us, to be the very best, praise God, that we can. What does an anchor do? It steadies. These big ships drop these anchors. They hook in and they're there. Storms come. Waves come. Undercurrents come. All these things come upon them, but they're there. They're steady. They're steady. And I tell you today, dear friends, if we will just look to the One who loves us and cares for us, rest assured of this, no matter what may be befalling you in this life, our Lord can keep you safe and, praise God, secure. He can. He can. He's our hope. He's our provider. He's our sustainer. And praise God, He's our friend. I'm thankful today for the mighty Word of God. How that the Word encourages us. How that the Word moves us. Oh, dear friends, when the writer of Hebrews tells us in verse 19, which hope we have, an anchor of the soul, both sure. Oh, that word sure, it means steady. It means steadfast. It means unmovable. And steadfast, which enter into that within the veil. You see, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ had a plan. He had a purpose. And as our divine provider, He implemented that plan so that you and I today can have joy and have that abundant life. You say, Brother Lynn, I'm without. I tell you, dear friends, we can't blame nobody for us being without but ourselves. The Lord did His part. He's doing what's needed to be done. And now it lays upon us. God has blessed. God has blessed. And I thought about what Jesus said when He was in the synagogue there in Nazareth. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter number 4, in verse number 18, when Jesus was delivered a book, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and receiving the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. What was Jesus saying? I can make you a way because, praise God, I am the way. Oh, He is the lifeline. He is the source of our strength. He is and forever will be our present help in time of trouble. The Lord is. To lay hold of that, to lay hold of hope. Oh, how refreshing, how rejuvenating, how transforming, praise God, it is. I wonder why so many are willing to wither instead of thrive. I wonder why so many have fallen by the wayside in the midst of joy that is before them. I thought about that a great deal, because there are so many today that have darkened church doors all around the land and have felt in their heart, I've done the Lord a favor by Sunday. I've done him a great deal by dropping a few pence in the offering plate. I tell you today, dear friend, you ain't done him a favor. Praise God, he's blessed you. He's extended the lifeline, the anchor of hope. He's extended to one and all in way of salvation. And praise God, when you take hold in rededication, God has provided. That great love, that love that was sang about a little while ago, that love that lifts us, that love of our Lord. Oh, Paul understood it. Oh, so greatly. He talked about the believer's security in Romans chapter number 8. Paul tells us in Romans 8, beginning in verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." I tell you today, man may separate himself from Christ, but you can never separate Christ from you. We can run, but I can tell you today, dear friends, there ain't no place we can hide. Praise God, the anchor still holds. If you and I today felt as though that the anchor had lost its grip and began to slip and slumber, her hope would disintegrate and fall apart. But praise be to God, it will endure forevermore. The lifeline of our Lord is extended today. The joy and the peace of that lifeline is ours for the taking today. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus chapter 16, you can read about where that the priest would go into the Holy of Holies behind the veil that one time a year. He would make the sacrifice for the people because that was his duty. I thought about the great high priest, Jesus Christ, how that he went behind the veil, how that he paid the price that we could not pay, how that the sacrificial Lamb of God gave himself so that we could live. I tell you today, for what he has done for each and every one of us, we should be harping. We should be glad. We should be clamoring to take hold of his love. So many today are beginning to wilt, are beginning to wither, are beginning to disintegrate before our very eyes. Does it have to be that way? No. Because you see, Jesus made us a way. He made us a sure way. You know, I know and have talked to people that's had hope so faith. Friends, I got no so faith. I know in whom I believe, and I know who saved me, and I know, praise be to God, he'll take me home. I know. When you look at the Word of God and you look very closely at that word hope, that stands for anticipation. Anticipation. Oh, to look forward to the day when all the tears have been wiped away, to know without a shadow of doubt your love beyond measure. Today, dear friends, you're loved. Today, dear friends, the anchor and the lifeline of surety is yours today. So many people have never taken hold. And they, like the severed flowers, die in time ahead. Those who have left go have wilted and wandered and languished in sin and shame. But Jesus, the wonderful Prince of Peace, has brought to man what it is that we need so that we can have that joy, so that we can have that peace, so that we can have that understanding, so that we can have that security, so that we can have that sureness in our lives that we so desperately need. Because you see, dear friends, because of Him, when I can't, I know He can. And because of Him, when I'm weak, I know through Him I am strong. You see what it means to take hold. You see what it means to be connected. You see what it means to have the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. You may have came in here this morning separated, but you can leave here sanctified. You can leave here set apart for the will that God has for your life. Simply taking hold. Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful that the Lord holds us? You know, you dads will play with these children and you'll hold them around their waist and you'll swing them around and they'll let their hands go. They'll let their legs extend. You know why? Because they know you got a hold of them. If they didn't feel secure, they'd have a grip upon you. Oh, dear friends, I'm thankful that the Lord holds me. I'm thankful that He's there providing a way that I can embrace Him. I'm thankful today for that anchor of love.
The sureness that comes from Christ, who came in the order of the priest to do what was needed for the people. For you see, through Christ, a greater than Aaron and Melchizedek arrived. For the ultimate priest came on your behalf and on my behalf to bless us and to provide for us what it is we so desperately need. Listen, if you're here today and you feel disconnected, if you're here today and you feel out of sorts, if you're here today and you're just a disgruntled Christian, feel as though that you've fallen by the wayside and you're beginning to spiritually wilt away, dear friends, the anchor still holds. That pathway for rejuvenation is yours. That time of transformation is yours. If you're here today and you're lost in your sins and you're destined for a devil's hell and you have no hope, hope's here. You can take hold of hope, and not only will He restore you, but praise be to God, He'll bless you with an assurance, beyond explanation. When I think about the writer of Hebrews, penning this wonderful text. I think about all those in that day and time that was going through turbulence and hardship and woes, and how that they could be introduced to the one of wonder. Well, praise be to God, He's among us today. If you're here and you need to be connected, the anchor in glory has extended that line of hope for each and every one of us today. I'm thankful today that I've got a hold of it. But most importantly, I'm thankful that it's got a hold of me. Praise be to God. Let's stand to our feet.